What's up, everybody? You're listening to the first episode of the Flunk Outs podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the back rooms and other creepypasta-related things. Before we start, I just want to make a quick disclaimer. We will probably go off topic more than once, but we're just making things up as we go along. Now, on with the podcast.
A creepypasta is a horror-related legend which has been shared around the internet. Creepypasta has since become a catch-all terms for any horror content posted on the internet. These entries are often brief, user-generated, paranoid stories intended to scare readers.
That's crazy.
If that's all that it takes to be a creepypasta, what
could
we...
Yeah, you could...
Well, no, like, what could we say is a creepypasta?
Well, obviously, anything that is on the creepypasta website that you upload is a creepypasta, but, like, it's usually, like, a horror-related... story, but like if it has too many cliches, then it gets deleted from the website, so it can't be cliche at all. There was this one creepypasta, and it's really popular now, but it's called Sonic.exe.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, but like it had too many cliches, and like the creepypasta.
Could you give us an example?
It was like The Ring.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So it was like basically directly. I bought this from a creepy seller, and then like
like those dumb YouTubers. I bought a box off the dark web.
The Among Us potion from the dark web, and if you drink this Among Us potion at 3 a.m., you turn into the imposter from Among Us.
If you drink it, you turn into Ligma.
What the fuck is? Oh my god!
Wait, Ligma. Can we reenact it real quick? I have the song. Okay. If you drink it, you turn into Ligma. You ask, what's Ligma?
Okay. You missed the whole step. Okay.
Like staring at me, waiting for me to.
Okay, redo it.
All right. If you drink it, you turn into Ligma.
What's Ligma?
God. That's so dumb. Wait. Spooky music. Mystical music.
Mystical music. The Among Us potion at 3 a.m. And they say, when you drink this Among Us potion at 3 a.m., you turn into the imposter from Among Us. The Among Us.
You should save those clips and just like play it like randomly.
Okay.
All right, what's our next subject?
Our next of the back rooms. I'm obsessed with the back rooms. Like, in case you didn't know this about me, I'm a big backrooms fan.
I feel like we could get into a long conversation. I think we should.
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it simple because like...
Oh, yeah. South High School.
Yeah.
South looks like it's a level in the backgrounds.
Rooms.
You know what? The rest of the episode, I'm just going to say the...
91.9 KRVM or...
But the V stands for Variety, Listener Powered Radio. All right. The bathrooms.
The backrooms. Okay. In case you guys didn't know, if you're not careful... and no clip out of reality in the wrong areas, you'll end up in the back rooms where it's nothing but the stink of old moist carpet and the madness of mono yellow in the endless background noise of fluorescent lights at the maximum
buzzing sounds
and approximately 600 million square miles of randomly segmented empty rooms to be trapped in.
What do we always say?
Oh, God. Just State Farm, no.
Save you. If you hear something wandering around nearby.
Because it sure as hell hurts you.
So basically, how to no clip out of reality, there's like a few ways to. Like, you need to find a corner that's like dark. That's like kind of like a darkish corner. Like, Nowhere in here would work.
We should take this clip out of the podcast and send it to 12-year-olds and this will become the thing in middle school.
Yeah, I heard it in a podcast. That means it's true. So this is how you know clip out of reality.
And this is how you know clip out of reality. Okay, so another way to know clip out of reality is falling down the stairs.
Really?
Yeah. So if you get your buddy to push you down the stairs.
Yeah, you people who are listening to this, you should really learn from what we're telling you today.
Yeah.
Here's our assignment, America. As you've seen on AFV, we want you to get a buddy and get them to push you down the stairs to see if you can noclip into the back rooms.
Yeah, and literally just try to
send video ins to
The Lover Boy.
The Lover Boy.
The Lover Boy. It reminds me of
Sitting next to me.
I love that stuff.
No, Mordecai and Rigby. Whoa. Whoa. Not setting up the chairs next time. Not setting up the chairs.
That would be the no clipping. you get rejected from a girl and then you just disappear when she blinks.
Oh. It's like that one post I made. My heart.
I loved her. We were talking about no clipping. Oh my god.
I love that image.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah. 1,000 times. Oh, no clipping. Oh, also if you go on one of those circular things, I don't know what they're called.
Merry-go-round?
No. The circular potholes.
Oh.
The thing.
On the street?
Yeah. Those things on the street. If you stand on it long enough and do a certain
dance
move. Or some people... Oh, there was this real footage scene of the back rooms. And this guy was recording, but he accidentally stepped on a pothole and he no-clipped. If mates ever hear this, I will not care. They heard our podcast. Joey, what do you know about the back... I will actually throw you off the stairs until you no clip out of reality if you keep that image.
Here, this should be our theme song. Did you hear the thing I was beatboxing? No.
those who know.
Here's a hint.
Daylight,
I wake up feeling like you won't play right.
Childish Gambino and Tyler, the Creator, were in Regular Show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that song. I always use it for all of my stories in case you haven't noticed.
No, I noticed.
Yeah. What were you talking about again? Pip, cheerio. Pip, pip, cheerio. Pip, pip, cheerio. Gold save the queen.
Thank God she's dead. Yes.
Welcome back to my channel!
So, where did, the back rooms start? Where did that whole...
Back then, it started in 2020, around COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's actually when it started. That's when images that, look creepy, started popping up a lot. And then, it would have just been... another regular photo, but there was a description under it, and it was a story. And I can read you the story, but it's basically the exact same thing that I told you in the beginning.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was under that. And then it just became a whole fan base. It used to be really simple, and it was just if you noclip into reality, you just go to level zero, and then it's there's no entities. There was no entities there, or anything, and you were just stuck there forever.
That's how it started.
Yeah, that's how it started. But, and I feel that would have been creepier, if there was no entities there, it would have been creepier than if there was, because, it's just, you're just completely alone, and,
For the rest of your life until you die of hunger.
Yeah, until you die of hunger.
Well, dehydration.
Yeah,
unless you want to suck the moistness out of the carpets.
No, that's not safe. that was in the description. But like, I feel like that would have been scarier because like just the solitude and like the not knowing, it was like the scary part. But then people like started adding entities and like different levels, and like currently there's more than 100 levels. Yeah, and you can actually escape the back rooms. There's like people who become no clipping experts. There's like a bunch of entities.
Yeah, didn't they make like a Hello Kitty level and all that?
Yeah, they made a Hello Kitty level. I actually like that level, but like, oh, but like the Hello Kitty level, if you stay in there for too long, Kitty will like get mad. Or like if
really?
You Yeah, and if you don't, yeah, that's what the entity is called. He just follows you around.
Well,
he
no,
just,
I like, know. Subserve. Yeah, I know about Kitty and that whole level, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Kitty can be hostile.
Yeah, he can be hostile. Like, there's two different stories, but like, he can be hostile if you stay in there for too long, and if you don't bring him anything, you have to bring him something like something cute or something like that. So you can stay in there, but like it's basically just a lot of these levels are just to like replenish, and like there's like a lot of things that you can't trust in the back rooms, but if there's one thing you can trust, it's always almond water. Like for some reason almond water is in like almost every level, and it's like something that you need because like it replenishes your electrolytes, it like replenishes like your hydration.
This podcast is brought to you by Silk Almond Water.
No, and then it has like a bunch of nutrients, and like that's like the only thing that you can trust in the back rooms. Like there's just like a bunch of almond water anywhere. But like in level 0, the newest updated of the wiki was like there's no entities in there because it's just like a starter level. But like a lot of them say like they're smilers. I'll only talk about one entity because this is getting kind of long, but like the smilers are basically like nobody has seen their true form. So it's just like from what you can see from a distance, it's just like two eyeballs and a smile. And then they usually become hostile towards you or like in a big group if they have light. So they'll attack you, but like they'll only attack you if like you have a light on them. So like they're usually passive, but if you have like a light, like immediately get rid of that light or like throw it so you can distract them. But like if it's only during one smiler, you can fight against them. But if it's like towards multiple smilers, then
you kind of fucked.
Yeah, you're kind of
screwed.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed. A lot of people have fought a bunch of them, and like they usually don't come out with like a lot, like scratches and things like that.
How do smilers attack you?
Claw marks, bites, scratches, yeah, things like that.
Wait, how do they do scratches?
You don't see them attack you. You don't see them attack you. It just happens so quickly.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. And there's like worse entities. I think smilers are like less because like they're not trying to hurt you. It's just they hate light. Yeah, there's a lot of entities, and I hate how people keep adding entities. Like I would rather it be like simpler, but like it kind of adds to the lore. There's also a guy that is called like the key. He holds a bunch of keys, but you can't ask him. You can ask him a lot of questions, but like you can't ask him any questions about him.
What's your name?
Yeah. He's like a key master. And he'll help you noclip and like get out of like and like get you keys and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the first thing I've ever seen about like the back rooms, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what it was until it became super popular, but like the first post I ever saw was about like someone who died for like 5 minutes or something, mm-hmm. and came back to life. And they said the one thing they saw was this, and then it had a bunch of pictures of the back rooms underneath it. And that's what I always thought the back rooms was. When you die, you get trapped in an infinite maze.
Yeah. There's a lot of theories on what one of them is, like purgatory.
Ooh.
Like back rooms is actually purgatory, and like you die and blah, 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 blah.
You stay
there. But, like, you can actually escape the back rooms now.
Now?
Yeah, now.
They just released a new update.
Can't wait for the back rooms.
They got a DLC for the game.
Anyways, you can actually meet other travelers there. Like, people that noclipped.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be convenient.
Yeah, you can meet people there now, so it's, like, less scary.
You know how scary it would be, though, if you've been, like... So, wait, do you just die of dehydration, or is there, like, something keeping you alive?
No. Yeah, almond water can keep you alive. It's you keeping you alive.
But what
you
about basically level zero?
Level zero, there's almond water there. And there's vending machines there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And so, like, you would just be walking around... Like, 2 years of just walking around. Since it's infinite, you might not ever run into someone.
No, there's ways to travel to different levels. So, level zero, you cannot bump into anyone. Like, you can try to noclip with your friend, but even if you guys are, like, both noclip at the same time, you won't be together. Because nobody in level zero has ever seen any other person there.
Really?
Yeah, no skeletons, no nothing. Nope. Nope, you can't see anybody.
This is human shit.
Yeah, you're instantly
Someone's
separated.
Shit here.
Yeah. And how to like escape from the level is you walk in a direction for like a really long time until you like get to a room with like all wood. And then you can noclip. And then the other way is you just basically try to noclip into walls. And then you'll just eventually escape. So like usually escaping is...
So the Backrooms really likes game mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like no clipping. It's like just almost like it's 5. Yeah, it's like 5 minutes till. Hold on, let me ask.
Welcome back
to the Sigma Male podcast. Hi, I'm Ben Shapiro, and this is my co-host
Andrew Tate. Can we listen back to that?
Okay. That was really funny. Hi, I'm Ben Shapiro.
I'm Ben Shapiro.
Handsome.
Like, working out just makes you better than everybody else.
So true. Okay. How do we end this? Anyways, guys, thank you for listening to our Sigma Male podcast. Sigma stands for... I want to see men! Thanks for listening, because if you listen to this,
if you got to the end of this, comment bacon so we know that you're a true...
If you got to the end of this, I applaud you, because, like, not setting up the chairs next time. Not setting up the chairs next time.